The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
Why does my rejoicing leave me after a while? Why do I get it so mixed up with the word happiness? Oh, if everything is going all right, woohoo, God's blessing me. This is the blessing. But when things aren't going all right, God is still in control. And that's a blessing also, is it not? That's a blessing too. Rejoice.
On today's Healing Word program, Pastor Jack Morris takes us to the book of Philippians, where an emphasis on joy and rejoicing is part of every chapter. First comes joy through an abiding relationship with God. And then comes rejoicing as a result. Let's join the congregation of the Largo Community Church for the message today, Joy and Rejoicing.
Today we're going to the book of Philippians. This has to be, this must be my favorite book in all the Bible. Every book is my favorite book, but this book, well, it's only four chapters. Now notice, you can look at it for yourself. Four short chapters. But listen to this, 11 times the word rejoice appears in four chapters. And in addition to that, five times the word joy appears. So there it is, 16 times in four chapters. Come on, friends. The church of the living God is a rejoicing church, and every individual that's born again is the church and part of the church. Okay, what is joy? Really, what it is. We learned last week that it is not happiness, although God wants us to be happy, but happiness comes and goes. It's temporary. It's dependent upon circumstances. Something happens and makes us happy, and then that happened that made us happy sort of goes away, and the happiness is gone, and we're looking for another fix to make us happy again. But joy, here it is. You may want to write it down, because if your memory is like my memory, it won't last very long after the first service. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of my life. Jesus sent 70 disciples out to heal the sick, to cast out evil spirits, and to do great and miraculous things and bring souls to him. He sent them out. He didn't go with them, and he waited until they came back. And when they came back, oh, they were happy. Notice, not necessarily rejoicing. They were happy. Why were they happy? They had a big success. The sick were healed. The evil spirits were cast out. And that's all they could talk about. That's all they could talk about. They were just overjoyed with their success. And Jesus just waited patiently. After everything began to die down a little bit, this is what he told them. Do not rejoice over your success. Don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. Now, friend, if you never cast out a devil, if you never heal somebody through a prayer that you prayed, that's not the purpose of rejoicing. But if you're saved and your name is in the book of life in heaven, you, along with the 70 disciples, along with Jesus himself, you have the basic grounds for rejoicing. You don't have to be a healing evangelist. You don't have to be on the radio or on television. All you have to do is to know that your name is in heaven, and that ought to be enough to gladden your soul. and cause you to rejoice in the Lord. So would somebody put the amen on this? Are you really in Christ? Really knowing the Lord? Do you really have that down deep, quiet assurance, settled assurance that your name is there? You see, you don't have to produce the joy. All you need to do is connect with Jesus, and He will let His joy flow into you. And now you can begin to rejoice, because out of joy comes rejoicing. And you don't have to do a thing but to know who you are, who He is, and that you're connected and have a relationship with Him. Thank you. That's rejoicing in the Lord. Jesus went on to say, unless the branch abides in the vine, it cannot live. It cannot succeed. It cannot prosper. Isn't this terrible looking? Yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, I went out into my yard and I broke this off a branch. It was so pretty, so much alive, effervescent with greenness. And it's now all shriveling up within 24 hours. Friend, you disconnect with Jesus. Here's a picture of you. You know, I think I ought to bring this back next week. It is Jesus that gives the joy. You can't have joy without Jesus. You can't have joy without the Word. You can't have joy without the fellowship of Christians at the church. You can't have joy without communing with God regularly. Not intermittently. You begin to communicate intermittently, that means there's gaps in your communication. And friend, you're going to start shriveling up. You will. It'll happen to you. Because I love you, I'm telling you how to be happy in Jesus and to how to have joy in the Lord. Yesterday, we had a funeral service for Etta Williams, a great Christian, a great worker in the church. She prayed for people in our church. In the service, I mentioned yesterday that when Cobb was asked to teach a foundational class following the membership class. And we're going to do it again. We're going to have that class again. It's only 6 weeks. I must have announced it from the pulpit or it was in the bulletin. And unbeknownst to me, when that class started with Marquita teaching the class, she went down the corridor to where Marquita was and prayed for Marquita. She never told me she did. It was after I made the announcement that Edestine had transitioned into the presence of God that Marquita told me. She said, that lady came down and prayed for me as I was going to help people to establish a relationship, a deeper relationship with the Lord. And others told me how she began to pray. Well, let me back up real quick now. Edestine was missing church because of her physical condition. It was this physical condition that took her out. Friend, whatever is causing you to miss church, look out. Whatever it is, it might cause you to be taken out. I hope not, because we need every member we have. But I talked to her on the phone because she wasn't in church, and I wanted her to know that I knew she wasn't here, and there are people I miss sometimes. They have two congregations, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I try to look over the congregation and see who's here and who isn't here. And Edestine gave me her testimony, and it so blessed me. I was so blessed by her testimony, particularly when she told me about how God spoke her name in an audible voice, and how I went to the scripture. I found it in the scripture that it's so that when we get to heaven, we're going to have a new name. Well, I won't go through that because I went through it all Friday at the funeral. But one other thing that she said to me, I then asked her if I could come to her house and video her testimony and bring it back to the church so the church could see it And she graciously said yes. So I called Pat Raker, the director of our TV programming, and asked him, I said, can you get a field camera and come to the church and we'll go over to Ed Esteen's house and we'll video her testimony. And he did. He came all the way from Virginia. We went into her house. We sat down at her dining room table. And she gave her testimony. I brought it back. I showed it to most of the people here in the church. Now, a week from tomorrow, I'm on WAVA and WFAX four times, 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Her testimony is going to be on. We won't be able to see her, but we'll be able to hear exactly what we saw on the video. That'll be next Monday, a week from tomorrow. The people out there need to know. You need to know. I need to know who we are in Christ, if indeed we are in Christ. If you're not in Christ today, God loves you. He wants to forgive and save and bring you into his family, the Christian family. One of the testimonies that Ed Esteen gave, and I'm going to show it right now, you're going to have to watch it closely because it's only 51 seconds. It's less than 1 minute. When I ask her about the joy that she had, now this is a dying woman. We buried her Friday. Friend, you can have joy, real joy, wonderful joy, if you know Jesus in your heart. If you know Jesus in your heart. But let me tell you something very quickly now before I show it. I want you to get ready to see it because it's going to zip by you so quickly. Jesus said this, that the cares of the world will choke your joy. The cares of the world. We get so taken up. But Ed Esteen did not get taken up with her illness. She didn't moan over it. She didn't grieve over it. She rejoiced that her name was in heaven in the book of life. And when I asked her at the beginning of the interview about the joy that she was expressing, I mean, she was ministering to me. I had ministered to her for years. Now she's ministering to me. She's ministering to the congregation. Next Monday, she'll be ministering to the radio audience. She talked about joy, the joy she had in her life. And I went back and I moved on that subject again. I said, would you tell us again, Ed Esteen, how, why, where's this joy coming from? And when she gave it, you're going to see it in just a second or so now. She gave me, without a Bible, she didn't know, we did not have a script for this interview at all. But she gave me the purpose of her joy and where her joy was coming from. Here it comes. We put it up.
In the beginning of this interview, you talked
about... Oh, we can't hear it. Give us some volume. Turn it off again.
Seriousness in your body.
Wait. Start it over again, please.
You talked about the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
With such seriousness in your body, the seriousness of this illness, and yet you are rejoicing in the Lord. You're happy in Jesus.
Yes.
And you're experiencing joy. How are you maintaining this joy?
I maintain this joy because, one, I have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So I'm very, very grateful to God that he saved me. And I have his living word to help me.
That's
he
right.
sent the healing word, and I listen to the healing word on WAVA. I look at Largo Community Church's Sunday morning services through streaming. I read the word. I go to bed at night listening to the word. I declare the word over me.
Okay. All right. Can you do it one more time? One more time.
In the beginning of this interview, you talked about the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
With such seriousness in your body, the seriousness of this illness, and yet you are rejoicing in the Lord. You're happy in Jesus.
Yes.
And you're experiencing joy. How are you maintaining this joy?
I maintain this joy because, one, I have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So I'm very, very grateful to God that he saved me. And I have his living word to help me.
That's
he
right.
sent the healing word, and I listen to the healing word on WAVA. I look at Largo Community Church's Sunday morning services through streaming. I read the word. I go to bed at night listening to the word. I declare the word over me.
Can everybody say praise the Lord? Friend, this blessing of God is for every believer, every child of God. Sunday mornings in the Sunday school class, when she wasn't teaching, Herman Hines has the class over here. They put the computer on the table, and the people in the class could see Edelstein, and she could see everybody in the class. When she wasn't at church, she was at church, streaming television and the video, and then reading the word herself, and then listening to the word. Friend, the word of God is available. Live abundantly or shrivel up spiritually. There's no in between. Friend, your life can be more blessed, more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He cares for you. He loves you. Back in 1848, the word got out that there was gold in California. Over 300,000 people went to California to find gold. It was those 300,000 that caused California to develop into the state of California. Now they had a population. But people didn't stop at Ohio to dig gold. They didn't go down to Alabama to dig gold. Where did they go? They went to where the gold was. Friend, you've got to go to where the joy is. You've got to connect. You've got to go to California if you want to get gold. You've got to go to Jesus. You've got to go to the Word. You've got to go to the fellowship of the church. You've got to go to Christian service. Get involved and stay involved. Now, the devil will try his best to knock you down, to choke the Word out of you. But you know he's the father of all lives. But Jesus is the father of life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. There was a minister, Albert Ackley, years ago, preaching throughout the United States and telling the good news about Jesus Christ. And friend, it is good news. There's enough bad news out there. There is good news. And there was a young Jewish man that spoke to him after one of the services and told him, now this is a Jewish man speaking to the reverend, and he said, "Why should I worship a dead Jew?" And this is the answer that Mr. Ackley gave to him. He said, "I'm only going to tell you what I personally know." Isn't that enough? We don't want to tell a second-handed testimony. We want to give our own testimony. He said, "I have the evidence," the reverend said, "of God within me. The evidence is there within me. He's not a dead Jew. He's a live Jew. And I personally know this." And this is what he wrote, Mr. Ackley, Reverend Ackley. "I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today." You know that song, don't you? Yeah. Out of that Jew, talking about worshiping a dead Jew, so stirred the heart of this evangelist that we sing that song many times throughout the year, and particularly on Easter Sunday. He lives. My dear friend, I pray that you and I'm putting myself in here with you, that we will have a living experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. A wonderful experience, knowing that our Redeemer lives. He's not a dead Savior. Don't try to fix all the problems yourself, and don't try to pump yourself up in joy. On your humble heart before the Lord, look to Jesus. Jesus says, "My joy, your joy." Let it come from Jesus. But it can't come if you're not connected, consistently connected with the Lord. Hey, the lights aren't going to burn if they're unplugged. So don't get unplugged on occasion and then try to get plugged back in very quickly. It doesn't happen that way. Stay plugged in, burn brightly for the Lord, because he says you're the light of the world. So let the light of Jesus shine through you. Let the joy of Jesus effervesce through you. The Lord is here to bless. Now, your Redeemer lives. Years ago, there was a choir director by the name of Rochelle. He was directing a large choir. He had an orchestra and a large choir. And as he was directing this choir, it was a rehearsal. It was a rehearsal. They were getting ready to go to the theater to sing the Messiah. Rochelle, a great Christian man, a master conductor. And they were nearing that point in the anthem where they were to sing, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." And there was a young lady, a soprano, that was to sing that part. "I know. I know." We say words, sing words, and preach words, but "I know my Redeemer liveth." Now, when they got there, her technique was perfect. Her breathing, this young soprano, her breathing was faultless. She had accurate note placement and faultless enunciation. And when the rehearsal was over, or that part of the rehearsal was over, everybody looked at the master conductor for his approval. He silenced the orchestra. He walked over to her and he said, "My dear, do you really believe what you just sang? Do you really believe that your Redeemer lives?" And she said, "Why, yes, I think so." And then this is what he said to her, "Then sing it. Tell it to me so that I will know that you know the joy and power of that Redeemer." He walked back, took his place, got the orchestra ready, and they sang it again, rehearsed it again, and they got to that part, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." When she finished singing it this time, there were tears in everybody's eyes, and he walked back over to her, and he said, "My dear," and tears were coming down, he said, "I believe that you know your Redeemer lives." That's all he said. Friend, the question is again, the world is out there doing its best to defeat you and discourage you, hurt you, pull you down. Don't let the world sucker you in. Look to Jesus. Your Redeemer lives. He's alive. Now notice it says, "Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord." And then it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Say the word always.
Always.
Always. Under all circumstances. You say, "Pastor, I don't know what's going on." Of course I don't. But he does, and you do. So the two of you connect on whatever it is that's going on. And watch what happens. The joy of the Lord will begin to flow into you again. You said there may be underneath you, there may be sadness and confusion and irritation, but deeper still is the Lord and the joy of the Lord.
Joy and rejoicing can be a part of every Christian's life, regardless of the circumstances. God is alive and there with you right now. Reach out to him now with the simplest of prayers and share your sorrows and hopes with him. He longs to be your Abba Father and carry you through any hardship you might be facing. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. You can also mail a check made out to The Healing Word to 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland, 20721. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Be sure to tune in to WAVA tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.